Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's a high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
And it's a gunner.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm. Because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, back in on your home for the Cardinals, KMOX Sports Open Line on a Thursday night, and it was, wow, you talk about a day just accelerating from 0 to 160 in a matter of a few minutes with the Cardinals making the announcement this afternoon that they are parting ways with manager Mike Shildt, and certainly we've talked a lot about that already. Happy, though, to bring in Mike Claiborne to continue that conversation, and hopefully, I don't know, Claibs, I don't know if we can solve any of these issues or answer all of the questions, but major day. This doesn't happen very often with this organization. And I got to be honest, I think everybody's shocked. I know I was. You know, you never saw any like hints that something was coming or anything. It felt like this was just out of nowhere.
Well, you know, to show you what I was thinking, when we got the short notice press conference alert, I thought they were extending Mike Shildt.
Well,
I thought that's what they were doing.
You know, it would make sense, right? I mean, last year of a deal, all that, yeah.
So, you know, for me, I was as shocked as anyone, and I was talking to somebody after the announcement, and he was saying, can you recall anything that happened like this? And I remember I was a kid at the time when the Blues fired a head coach on Christmas Day. Oh. Nobody saw that coming.
Right.
I mean, most people didn't know about it until New Year's Eve, but point being, you just don't see things like that, especially after having the sort of season that we saw in St. Louis. So, as Mo said, it was philosophical differences. I don't know what philosophy they were feeding off of, but obviously it was something that they had to do it and do it quickly because they were all together on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here we are less than a week later, and, you know, the manager's out, and who knows who's going to be going with them, if anyone. And It's shocking, but one of the things, there were a lot of things, and you were listening to it today.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I don't know, you know, Mike Shildt's in North Carolina, and they alerted him today that he wasn't going to be the manager, so that's kind of an odd way to do it. Secondly, Mo said he wanted to try to have this thing in place by mid-November, so, you know, he's obviously putting together a quick list.
Yeah.
And thirdly, you know, what was the tipping point that he felt that he had to act and act as quickly as he did?
That's a great question, you know, because Mo said, he was asked straight up if this is something that's been building or if it's something that kind of popped up last minute. And Mo said, like, this is basically something that kind of just hit them. Like, they just came to this conclusion here in the last couple of days. And I think that's why we're all surprised, because, again, we never really thought about this. And normally when you have this kind of a move, like when it was Mike Matheny, there were signs. There were, you know, some things in the clubhouse and, you know, Yachty going on social media and fighting with the manager a little bit there. Like, there were things. There really hasn't been anything like that, which is why it's surprising. And that's why I think it's going to take us some time to really understand the true nuts and bolts of what went into it.
No, I agree. And, you know, as I was with Dave Glover earlier today, you're not going to get it out of Mo. You'd have to waterboard Mo in order to get him to give it up.
Yeah.
Okay? That's not going to happen. But, you know, it's something that, you know, you try and digest. And you know, we'll scratch our heads for a while to try and figure this out. But, you know, the question is, okay, where do you go next? Because there's a lot of things that have to be done as far as who your manager is, what the staff is going to look like. You know, you would think any competent manager is going to say, well, I'd like to have two guys on my staff that I know.
Right.
You know, I mean, and then you're going to have the guys that have been around in the organization to make sure you keep that connection. But it's certainly something I never saw coming. I wish Mike Schilt the best. I mean, you know, when you talk to a guy every day for, you know, 162 days out of the year, you get to know him on and off the field, and you couldn't meet a better gentleman, a very caring individual. But, man, I'd love to know what the magic words were because, you know, I tell you what it kind of made me think about, Kevin, is when Jimmy Johnson got fired by Jerry Jones after a league meeting.
Interesting comp. Yeah, I mean, like, things were, you know, it wasn't about what was going on the field, obviously, in that scenario. Yeah. And even, you know, Mr. DeWitt and Mo today were asked about whether it was, you know, like anything. Did this come up during the season? And they were like, no, not really. And they kept getting back to that philosophical differences. So, like, when we think about that in baseball, Claves, I mean, we're talking about things like, you know, putting together a staff and a vision for that, roster management and how players are used compared to how the front office sees them being used. Like, those would be the things that would come to my mind.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just one of those things where you just say, huh. And again, there were no telltale signs, but I'll tell you, Kevin, it seemed to me, because as Mo indicated today, you know, they had to get permission from Major League Baseball to
right.
make this announcement.
Right.
And that kind of made my head spin to say, well, wait a minute, this thing really came out of nowhere. But and I'll tell you another time, is when Bill DeWitt fired Walt Jocketty. I think it was Halloween night. And it kind of came out of nowhere, and I remember the philosophical difference statement at that point also.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's the business that we're in, and, you know, always expect the unexpected. I think the next step is, and I've told somebody earlier, I'm going to write down three names that I think would fit the bill as far as manager is concerned, and I'm going to put it in an envelope. Because to go out and start stumping for somebody when they've got somebody else in mind doesn't do me any good. So I've written down my three names, and I might even write down four, and then let's see where this goes.
You can email them to me, Claves. I'll keep it quiet.
Okay. You know what? Here's what I'll do. If somebody asked me today, they said, well, what happened with Schilt? And I said, can you keep a secret? And he said, yeah. I said, that's good. And then I moved on to something else. He said, wait a minute, I thought you were going to tell me. I said, no, I just want to know if you can keep a secret or not.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's going to be interesting to see how things work. I would imagine that there'll be some traveling going on as far as the front office is concerned, because trying to slip a guy into St. Louis is going to be impossible.
Yeah, good point. I wonder, Claves, if the new person that ends up getting the job inadvertently, by who they are, gives us an idea of what those philosophical differences are.
Great point. I think you have one or two sorts of guys. Either you have a guy who internally understands it, or you have a guy who's one with a similar template that you're trying to really enhance here in St. Louis. And, you know, there's a couple of names out there that kind of come to mind that I would think would probably be close to what the Cardinals would be looking for. But we'll see. We'll see how imaginative they are.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting part, because they did get asked today, and they did answer this question. They said, would anybody on the current staff be under consideration? And they said yes. So I think we can probably draw lines to a couple of guys that have managed in the system, in Ollie Marmol and Stubby Clapp. And who knows, maybe others. I mean, there's some other good coaches on this staff. But they did mention that.
Pop Warner's managing the organization,
that's a good
right. too.
Right.
So, I mean, there are some capable candidates within the organization. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody to poo-poo these guys, because, you know, when you're around them, you know, they have done a wonderful job in the roles that they've been assigned. And I wouldn't have a problem with any of them. But I think the question would come up is, should we look outside just to see or just to hear a different voice? So there are a lot of different things, and that's why they pay Mo the big bucks and why you and I react to whatever his decision is.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. All right, so close on this conversation, Klaibs. You know, when we're thinking about, you know, where this goes from here, certainly, you know, whoever comes in is going to face the expectations that every Cardinal manager has faced for the last 25, 30 years. Certainly, they're going to have to, you know, be popular within the clubhouse. Not necessarily popular, but be accepted by the guys in the clubhouse. When you think about, like, what's next and how this moves forward, I mean, this is a team that's in a pretty good position with some really nice pieces. I would imagine it's pretty attractive both inside and out. And, look, they haven't gone outside the organization for a big hire, GM or manager, since the mid-90s. So,
you're right.
I mean, you know, their pattern says they're going to go inside, but maybe what you touched on earlier is it might be time to get an outside view.
Yeah, and that's my point. You know, I think if nothing else, you have to kick the tires and listen to somebody else from another environment just to see if they may create some sort of item that maybe either you overlooked or didn't take for granted. You know, so I think in the interview process, I think it's incumbent upon the group who's going to interview the next manager to be maybe better listeners than talkers. Maybe they should be interviewed, and that way they can gain a little bit more knowledge about where they need to go.
Interesting. Yeah, looking forward to seeing how it plays out. Obviously a big, crazy day. I appreciate you jumping on, Klaibs. I know it's been all last minute for everybody, but you and I were both with Glover earlier, and we're doing this again now. I just appreciate you being there for us, and we'll all find out together what's going to be happening here in the coming weeks. But in the meantime, take care, enjoy the playoffs, and when we have a new manager, we'll talk then.
I'm sure we will. Have a good rest of your night.
I will do that. You do the same. I'm sure we'll talk before there's a new manager, but that might be the next time we talk on the air before there's a new manager. Mike Claiborne with us here on KMOX. I'm going to open up the phone lines, man. We haven't done this in a while, but this is a pretty good opportunity. I mean, this is about as, you know, there aren't many things that can happen with the St. Louis Cardinals that are a bigger deal than a managerial change. They don't happen very often. It's the third time. Now, what are we doing? In 26 years that we've had a managerial change? I mean, you know, since Joe Torre got let go, you know, you've had Tony La Russa hired and then obviously Mike Matheny and Mike Shildt. So this isn't a common thing and it's a big enough deal. Let's open up the lines. So 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. You want to jump in and talk a little bit about this? That's what we're going to do between now and 8 o'clock. Just up to you to pick up the phone and dial. Again, 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. We'll talk to you guys about this move coming up next on KMOX.
There's a high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
And it's a gunner.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown! Kansas City!
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, let's do it, man. We don't always have a lot of time for open lines, and let's be honest, most topics aren't really worth it because you're just getting a lot of the same stuff day by day. But this is a big deal, and I would really like to make sure that we get a chance to jump around a little bit and see what you guys all have to say about what's going on. So let's get it rolling. 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. I mean, I'm couching this as simply whatever your reaction is to this. I'm kind of curious where you guys come from. I'm happy to answer any questions if you have a question, but if you just want to say what you think, that's cool too. Reed gets to go first up tonight. Reed, thanks for calling, buddy. What's up?
Not much. It's shocking that Shildt got terminated, but I think I'd like to know the reason why, but I'm not John Mozeliak. There's a book written out there by John Maxwell called 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. And in one of the 21 irrefutable laws, it's called the Law of the Lid, okay? And he uses an example, the McDonald's brothers of the McDonald's restaurants and Ray Kroc. The McDonald's restaurants, he took them as far as they could go in California in the 50s. Ray Kroc was a shake salesperson, sold shakes to the McDonald's, realized that they weren't reaching their potential, and offered to buy them out. The only stipulation was that the McDonald's kept their name on the product. The same thing happened here with the Cardinals. It's uncanny how parallel this is, that I believe that the ownership doesn't think that Mike Shildt can take him to the World Series. He reached his law of the lid. So looking for someone who can take him over the hump. That's just my opinion. Have a great night.
You got it, Reed. Thank you. I mean, that's a fair theory, right? I mean, I'm not saying that's what it is because we have no idea, but if you're looking for potential explanations that are more detailed than just philosophical differences, I mean, I can understand how they could come to that conclusion, or if that's what you're, I mean, like that's at least a reasonable thing that a businessman might think of, because I'm sure, you know, most business people, if it's not specifically about the book you're referring to, they've all had those same kinds of conversations as they've gone along. I mean, it is, you know, I mean, you do need to kind of understand when it's time that, I mean, like using the example that you just made, that could be comparable to the Bulls letting go of Doug Collins and hiring Phil Jackson, right? With Doug Collins, they had this really young and upcoming team, Michael Jordan and Scottie. It was all starting to come together, and they were really good. And they still fired the coach and went on to get Phil Jackson. And so, I mean, that's a valid theory. I can't say it's true. I don't think it is, because I don't think that the terminology that they used when it comes to philosophical differences fits that. But maybe it's reasonable. David is next up. David, thanks for calling, buddy. What's up?
Thanks for taking my call. All right, watching the game, the last game, the wild card game.
Mm-hmm.
Top of the ninth, I told my wife, I said, if we don't score, it was 1-1. We're going to lose. And she goes, well, what do you mean? I go, we don't score the top of the ninth, they're going to walk it off, and I bet you any money they put Reyes in. Sure enough, it happened. You know,
uh-huh.
And I haven't watched hardly any playoff games since. It was so sad. None of our stars shined, but I give credit to the Dodgers. They had excellent pitching. You know, it was like, you know, we were swinging at, you know, gnats flying around out there. I mean, all of our stars didn't shine,
right?
But I think the Reyes thing was the last straw. I mean, they shouldn't have put him in. He throws flutter balls, and they knocked it out and walked off, like I told my wife.
David, you were definitely right. You had the vision. You knew that was coming. And by the way, I think you and tens of thousands of other Cardinals fans probably had that same thought. And Lord knows I had that same thought, too, or that same worry. I don't think that's the straw that broke the camel's back. Because, again, just go. I have no reason to believe that Mozeliak or DeWitt were lying about the timing of this today. Like Mo was asked directly, is this something you've been talking about or did this come up recently? And he's like, this came up recently. Like I don't think that's the tipping point. Could that have been one of the logs stacked on the fire? Sure, absolutely. I mean, again, I raised this comparison or this possibility earlier too when you're talking about philosophical differences. Perhaps it's as simple as, man, you know what? We really said very clearly that we wanted Alex Reyes to be prepped to be a starter in 2022, and you made him the closer, which didn't allow him to get to 100 innings, which, you know, is going to make it more problematic moving forward if that's going to be our bigger plan. So it could be any or all of those things, but it's not one to me that led to this point. Clearly something in their postseason meetings went wrong from the perspective of Mo and DeWitt. Dan is next up on the phone. Thanks for calling, Dan. What's up?
Hey, not much. How you doing tonight?
Good, good.
It's got to be something that they're not telling us. There's nothing more. He's got the highest winning percentage of any manager in our history, I believe, or one of the highest. They took him on a 17-game win streak. He's been with the organization since 2003. He's gone through meeting after interview after meeting. They brought him in to be the manager 2 years ago, gave him an extension, and now there's a philosophical difference. Give me a break. There's something they're not saying.
Well, yeah, that's clear. That's why they're saying philosophical differences. You're right. There's definitely a lack of detailed explanation. You're 100% right about that. The problem is we don't really know exactly what that is that they're not telling us. But that's what we're all talking about, right? I mean,
we never will know. More than likely, never will
know. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say never. You know, over time, these things tend to expand as people talk a little bit, as they get a little further removed from it. And look, there are a lot of people that probably have strong feelings about this. Maybe members of the coaching staff, other members of the front office, players in that clubhouse. I mean, there's 25 guys in that clubhouse, 26 guys in that clubhouse. And by my understanding, there are a lot of big fans of Mike Shildt in that clubhouse. There may be somebody that goes to bat for him. It may be anonymous. It may not be, you know, coming out on the record and saying one thing or another, but It wouldn't shock me if word started to creep out eventually. And, you know, we may get some of that here even in the next couple of days. Just people saying, you know, here's what I heard, or this made me angry, or yeah, this is about this thing, or whatever. We're never going to get it from the team, and I doubt we'll ever get it from Mike Shield. He's so far kind of declined comment. Just the kind of guy he is, I don't think he's going to go light anybody up. I think he'll probably just, you know, take the high road and look for his next job. And who knows? Maybe he ends up just like Mike Matheny, managing another major league team here in the not too distant future. We're going to take a short time out. We'll come back to your phone calls next up. We're taking them all the way up to the top of the hour. That's all we're doing between now and 8 o'clock. Kevin Wheeler with you on Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Your home of the Billikens, Chiefs, and Cardinals.
I like sports. Listening to sports.
America's sports voice, KMOX.
to it. Sports Open Line on KMOX. Obviously, the news of the day, Cardinals moving on from manager Mike Schilt. And figured tonight's as good a night as any with this kind of big news involving the Cardinals to open up some phone lines and get your thoughts on it. So that's what we're doing. 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. Don gets to go next. Hey, Don, how you doing?
Pretty good, Kevin Wheeler. It's nice talking to you again. I used to talk to you all the time.
I appreciate you doing it again.
Yeah, so here's my take on this Mike Schilt firing. You know, Mozeliak went on to say it had nothing to do with wins and losses. I don't completely buy that. And then the Reyes deal in the ninth inning, I disagree with that. He shouldn't have never brought him in. But this is not all on Mike Schilt, Kevin. The way I'm thinking is the ownership has to take the blame and the failure because they didn't put this roster together. All they did in the offseason, they brought a great player in like Nolan Arenado. That
all
was great.
Sorry.
They needed to do more than that. Yeah, they brought Wainwright and they brought Molina in, but I'm talking about other moves like another hitter or a starting pitcher or some more help in the bullpen. Yeah, they went out at July 31st and got two aging veteran pitchers. And I personally think they're done, but that's just my opinion. Basically, the ownership has to take the blame for this. They can't put this all off on Mike Schilt. I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't a big Mike Schilt fan, but I'm going to defend the guy because I don't think he had all the pieces to work with, and that's the way I feel about it.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong about that. I mean, it's pretty clear that, I mean, Mozeliak has even said here in the last week or two, Don, that the pitching depth they thought they had, they were wrong. They didn't have it. They, you know, it blew up on them. So you're right.
Yeah, and the final comment I'm going to make here, I don't care who, if they bring in Marmon and who's that, Stubby Clapp, they're not going to do any more than what Mike Schilt did because, first of all, they've never had no experience as major league managers. They manage in the minor leagues. And you have to, what I think they need to do is go out and get a veteran manager like Bruce Bochy, but you know as well as I do, DeWitt's not going to spend no money for a guy like Bochy because, first of all, Bochy's going to want to be able to have the say in every move that's made there. And they didn't allow that with Tony La Russa. That's why La Russa walked away. He knew his time was up and it was time to move on, and that's what happened there. But they didn't want him to have any charge or anything on any decisions on when it comes to the team, period. So that's my final comment, and you have a good evening, Kevin.
Thanks, Don. Sorry. Yeah, that last part on La Russa is completely the opposite of everything that everybody involved ever said and did. The DeWitts, Bill DeWitt Jr. always said flat out, Tony will manage here as long as he wants to manage here. I mean, he said that to me directly in interviews. He said it in press conferences. I mean, he said it in every setting. That part was not true. As for the whole Bochy thing, that kind of idea, yeah, I mean, you know, that would be, to me, if you're looking, if it really depends on what they want. Do you want someone, is major league managerial experience a prerequisite for the next candidate? If it is, well, yeah, call the Hall of Fame manager. I mean, come on. And by the way, Bochy was in a spot in San Fran where he had front office input, where they were helping construct lineups and things along those lines. I just read a bit about that yesterday, where even Bochy at times would, you know, he would get a lineup from the front office saying, hey, here's your premium, you know, here's your best lineup for today. I don't know the ins and outs of all of that. I just know that I read that within the last 24 hours. But yeah, I mean, that kind of name always is going to make you want to say yes because he's a Hall of Famer. You know, he's not yet, but he will be. And it would be interesting to go that route. I don't think you need to worry about the spending money, guys. The spending money is not the problem. The Cardinals didn't lose because of their payroll. They did lose because too much of the payroll wasn't paying off. Right? You weren't getting anything out of the money you had to pay to have Dexter Fowler with the Angels this year. You weren't getting anything. You weren't getting $18 million worth of production from Matt Carpenter, right? You weren't getting what you were paying for with Andrew Miller. So that's a valid complaint that there were too many salaries that you didn't get enough out of. But I don't think payroll is the problem, man. You got teams in the playoffs right now that have lower payrolls than the Cardinals. That's not the issue. But I will say the addressing of the pitching depth beforehand probably is a good issue. I mean, Derek Gould was harping on that in spring training and in preseason, like get another pitcher. And he was right. They ended up needing it. Once they traded Austin Gomber, they really lost out on a guy that, and not saying you don't do that. I mean, you do that deal 100 times out of 100, but maybe replacing Gomber in the pecking order, you know, somebody that's ready to help contribute would have maybe solved some of those problems a little sooner, right? John is next up on the phones. Thanks for calling, John. What's up?
Well, not too much. Just want to put my two cents in, Murph.
Fire away.
I disagree with the firing of Mr. Schultz. Everything he dealt with this year, half the pitching staff or more went down, had a shortstop but couldn't hit his weight. He had to puzzle stuff together. And the cleverness, he put Goldsmith second, O'Neill third. That was a real good move. And in a way, I think he just got the raw deal. Now, I didn't agree with all his decisions. I didn't, even though this one turned out when he walked Yelich against Milwaukee, you know, I could have really backfired on him, but they got through it. And as far as bringing Reyes in, I don't agree with that. What surprised me, why they didn't bring in Dakota Hudson or Jack Flaherty. They were supposed to have been on the roster available. That really surprised me, especially Hudson. And I want to put my wild card pick in, just put it out there. How about Buck Showalter for the new manager? Thank you for your time.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Well, I mean, look, Buck is an established guy, so if you're looking for the experience, then yes, that would be a guy on the list too. I don't know exactly what their criteria is, and we'll talk more about this once I've had some time to dig, to text people, to read some more, you know, get a little more background on where they might go. But yeah, there's some really good names out there. I mean, it can be those guys like Bochy and Buck if you're looking at that. There are some former Cardinals that are really in that manager discussion right now in a number of places. And one guy that actually had gotten a job but lost it because of his part with the Astros scandal, that was Carlos Beltran. So there's some interesting guys to talk about there. As for the thinking that there was a raw deal for Schilt on when it comes to the year that he had, I think that's a good point. And I do think that Mo was pretty clear in saying that he wasn't let go because of how he managed the team this year. He was let go because they weren't on the same page moving forward on something. And we don't know what that something is. And it might be one thing. It might be three things. And I believe that. Maybe I shouldn't, but I do. I think that makes some sense. Because Mo has acknowledged the roster shortfalls and all of that. And it'd be kind of weird to acknowledge that, but then hold a manager accountable for it. And that's not what he said. He said it was not about how the team was managed this year. So, again, if you're prone to not believe him, well, then you won't believe that. I'm not going to try to convince you. I'm just telling you that, logically speaking, it does kind of hold up. Keith is next up. Keith, thanks for calling, man. What's going on?
Yeah, I had a thought about the you talked about going within the organization, maybe looking for somebody. What would your thought be of Yachty player manager?
Not happening. No. I mean, now, I'm not saying that in any way as a negative about Molina, right? I mean, Yachty, if he wants to be a manager someday, has every tool to be a manager. But with the amount of work that is required of both a manager and an everyday catcher, there's just no way one human being can do those jobs. It's not like 1940 where, you know, we used to see that kind of thing. And, you know, you just drew the lineup up and you maybe did pinch hitting and some pitching moves. I mean, you got to deal with the whole analytics department. You've got to work with the game planning. You got all this video to watch. On top of that, he's got to do that as the catcher for the opposing team for all of his pitchers. I think it's too much in the modern game to think of a player manager.
Okay.
But I mean, if you got it, man. And I don't mean to, again, I'm not knocking Yachty. I think he can be a manager for sure. I mean, I'm always going to back former catchers when it comes to managers. Although, you know, we had mixed results with that with 22. But I do think Molina could do that. I don't think any player could be a player manager in 2021. There's just too much. Plus, honestly, I don't think Yachty wants to put up with us. I can't imagine Yachty wants to put up. And that's another, by the way, another layer. And in 1940 or whenever that used to be a thing that didn't exist, you got to do the pregame radio interview. You got to do a pregame TV interview. You got to do the postgame. Like, there is a lot that goes into this. You got to appear on MLB Network and on MLB Network Radio. There's a lot of media stuff that goes into this. And that's something that keeps a lot of really smart baseball people and good baseball men from ever wanting to manage. I mean, Tony La Russa used to joke that that's why Dave Duncan would never manage, because he never wanted to deal with that stuff. And again, I don't necessarily blame somebody that doesn't want to deal with all that, even as somebody that is one of those people holding microphones. Tom is next up. Thanks for calling, Tom. What's going on?
Hey, quick comment and a question, please. You know, I wasn't a huge Schilt guy because, you know, there was, I thought there was games where he let too many of his top players off at the same game instead of staggering them, so he had still a decent lineup. But I thought sometimes he made the lineup artificially weak. And the other thing that drove me crazy is when he'd blow a 6-8 run lead with the excuse that, well, he didn't want to hurt the next couple games. Well, the next couple games, you start out 0-0. You're winning that game 6 runs, 8 runs. You better win it while you got the chance. So those things drove me crazy. But you know what? You could have made the argument the guy might have been manager of the year, because if you notice, the Cardinals' average, as well as across the league, the batting averages, everything went up after he raised that stink about the illegal pitches and they started checking pitchers. I don't think that was a coincidence that all of a sudden guys started hitting more. I've never heard anybody talk about that. I don't have time to check the stats, but I'm telling you, from the time he did that, things really, the averages started going up, I think across baseball.
I think that happened, Tom. I mean, I think that maybe was the spark that kind of set the thing aflame, right? I mean, it was something that people were monitoring already, but having a major league manager say it like he did and be as clear about it as he was, I think that did start at least a little bit of that fire, yeah.
Yeah, and I never heard anybody make that argument before, but I think he turned it around. Now, having said that, though, here's my question. You know, Mo keeps signing these horrible contracts, whether it's Carpenter keeping a guy down on the farm like Foreman or something, or him, Cecil, Miller, these guys he puts on a roster, at the very least, they're taking up a bullpen spot. And in the worst case scenario, he's got Schilt having to play him because he won't admit his mistakes when he signs bad contracts. When is his foot going to be held to the fire? He keeps finding these managers. When is somebody going to hold Mo accountable for these stupid, stupid contracts that he saddles these managers with?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, there have been bad contracts. I mean, there's no doubt. I just listed a few of them a few minutes ago. You know, the Carpenter extension hasn't worked. The Fowler deal worked a little bit, but you're obviously paying him now to not play for your team, or you paid him in 2021 to not play for your team. You mentioned Cecil, you can go to Andrew Miller. Like, those things are true. But and I'm not trying to make a defense here, because Mo doesn't need my defense, number one. Number two, I don't really think that anybody in that kind of position needs defense from somebody in my position. But I will say two things. One, whatever Mozeliak has done, whatever deals he has signed off on, whatever trades he has made, whatever free agent deal he's handed out, he has done so with the consent of Bill DeWitt Jr. Like, those two talk every day. They don't, you know, like, I'm not saying that Mo doesn't have power. He's got swag, man. Mo is the second most powerful person over there to the chairman of the board. But they talk about everything. So if Mo, you know, ran it up the chain and he's, you know, putting the proposal to his boss, and his boss says, I like that idea, let's do it, it'd be awfully hard for the boss to be like later on down the road going, say, yeah, you know what, I'm going to let you go for those things. Like, you agreed with it. So I think that's something we got to understand, is that those two really work in tandem. They work together, and that does influence job security. But you also think about, you know, big picture. I mean, like, Cardinals have been, I mean, you don't need me to run through all the numbers again, but I mean, come on, man. It's the Cardinals and the Yankees for the last 20 years in terms of most regular season wins and the most playoff series win. It's not been as good for the Cardinals lately, but like, this is look at us. A down year, a rough year, a year that gets criticism is a 90-win year when you're a wild card. That's a down year for the team, right? I mean, people have been hacked off all year. Well, that tells you a little bit about what the standard has been then, right? Yeah. But most importantly, just remember, chairman and president of baseball operations are doing these things together. And, you know, that's probably as simple as I can put it. All right, let's wrap it up with a few more phone calls in a minute here on KMOX.
There's a high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
And it's a gunner.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, let's get in a couple more phone calls. Actually, we got time for a few more, but here before we wrap things up, Greg Damon is coming up top of the hour at your service. I'm going to stay for a few minutes and yell at him once the top of the hour news is over. I don't know what I'm going to yell at him, but I'll yell at him about something. But right now, I just want to squeeze in a few more phone calls. We'll get to the people that have been hanging in the longest. Let's go to Phil next up. Phil, thanks for calling, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, everything. Well, for the most part, everything's all right. And first of all, I want to say to you, Kevin, that I really appreciated your talk on the pregame and postgame broadcast this year. You're very insightful, and what you've done has always been, very well thought out and everything, both on KMOX and on 101 ESPN.
I appreciate you, Phil. Thank you much. The check's in the mail.
Okay. But let me start off by saying I am very much of a Cardinals fan, and this isn't going to suddenly make me leave the Cardinals. I'd honestly feel like I'd be deserting my family if I did that. But on the other side, I have never been more disappointed in the actions of the front office than I am today. I think it's the one time that compares to this was when they let Albert Pujols go. Now, I understand a lot about that with the money and everything, but I've always thought that if they really worked at getting him a contract and they'd offered him in early 2011 what they did in late 2011, number one, they'd still have him, and number two, just about every postseason scenario you could look at would have gone a step further, including winning the 2012 World Series and winning it in 2013, even quite possibly. There's nothing that you can see in this that is that you can say has been Mike Schilt's fault. If anything, he's been very positive, and at least it seems that the players have responded to him very well and in a very positive sense. And of course, they won 90 games this year. Now, granted, they got their 90th win back on September 30th, and so, it was, and that is, that's a tough situation, but at the same time, it just, there's no need to, put the manager under the bus just because, something like that happens. And my other concern is that this might be just the beginning, and John Mozeliak may turn into the George Steinbrenner of the 21st century.
I don't think you have to worry about that, Phil. That's funny. I would agree with that, that middle part. I agree that it would be unfair to put whatever shortcomings there were this year entirely on Mike Schilt's head. That's absolutely correct. And if we can, again, I know it's up to each one of you whether or not you're going to believe what Bill DeWitt Jr. and what John Mozeliak said today, but Mo was pretty clear that he did not. This was not a move based on 2021. Based on what he said today, this was not a move because of what happened on the field. Now, that doesn't mean that people don't read it that way. It doesn't mean that it can't look weird. Just means that's what they said. They said this is about moving forward, not about what just happened. But again, it's up to each of you to kind of make up your own mind on what you think of that. Let's go. We got time for one more. Let's hit Steve next up. Steve, thanks for calling, bud.
Yes, sir. I just want to add to the conversation. Number one, there's three things. I think Mo might have been backed into a corner by DeWitt, and this is a CYE event. And number one, the thing I had against Schilt during the year consistently, he would always wait too long to jerk the starter or the reliever if they were in trouble. And number two or three, whatever went on, why didn't he bring in Garcia? He's got more control, got a very low ERA, and Reyes is a little bit wild.
Yeah, he had already pitched in the game.
He what?
He had already pitched in the game. He pitched earlier.
Yeah, but he's a reliever. He can come back.
No. Once you're out of the game, you're out of the game. That's no. No, it doesn't work that way. And again, I think there were times this year, and that's actually not an invalid point, that there were times where Mike would stick with somebody too long and all that. But you know what? That's stuff that every manager does. Those things that we talk about, getting caught in relying on the same guys, getting maybe caught late on a move. I mean, Tony La Russa just went a batter or two too long with Carlos Rodon 2 days ago, and Tony La Russa's already in the Hall of Fame. Like, that's something, that's normal manager stuff. Managers are going to make decisions that people don't like, and they're going to make things that at the time don't make sense. And yeah, they're mistakes, right? We're not going to say that they're correct in those. They're mistakes. But that's normal day-to-day baseball stuff. Every manager makes those mistakes. This today, again, based on everybody that spoke today, and we will find out more. We will get more clarity on this in the days to come. But everybody that spoke today was pretty clear in saying that this was not about what things transpired in 2021. And maybe I'm just not thinking through it clearly enough, so you guys could yell at me for that, but I don't see a reason to BS about that. If their motivation to move on from the guy was to say, yeah, there were things that went on this year that we didn't agree with and we wanted to change, why not just say that? There's no harm in that. It's nothing insensitive. It's nothing too revealing. I think they would just say that if that was the motivation. The fact that they're being coy about it means it's something that is probably a bit of a sensitive topic involving other people in the organization, and they don't want to go there. All right, Greg Damon's coming up next. I'll stick around and talk to him for a few minutes, so hang tight. We got more coming your way just after the news on KMOX.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.